The vehicle will be part farmer's market and part grocery store. The project, sponsored by the Intertribal Agricultural Council, will begin by serving a handful of reservations in northern Wisconsin and northern Minnesota in May. Along with supplying fresh nutritional food, project leader Dan Cornelius says the store on wheels will give gardeners a chance to make extra money by selling their produce on several reservations.
I think that it's got a lot of potential to, in terms of creating an intertribal food distribution network across the region, trying to build more collaboration, more partnerships. I think in that sense, it's got a lot of potential, and I think it'll be exciting to see how it develops over time.
The project has at least one supporter in Ho-Chunk Nation President John Greendeer. The tribe has land in several counties in Wisconsin instead of one centralized area. Greendeer says he likes the idea of a mobile store. He says reservations need easier access to fresh fruits and vegetables.
You're looking at, in upwards of 17% of Native people that have diabetes. When you look at other different individual tribal communities, that number goes up to over 25%.
Dan Cornelius says he hopes the food distribution network will eventually serve all 34 federally recognized Native American tribes in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and in Michigan. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.